Okay, let's kick things off. Our deep dive today, it's a big one. We're looking at this new Galaxy XR headset. Costs about $1,800.
Yeah, it's this major collaboration, right?
Okay.
Samsung's doing the hardware, the body, basically.
And Google's providing the brain, that new Gemini 2 AI we've heard so much about.
Exactly. And the mission here is huge. They want this thing to replace, well, everything. Your phone, tablet, laptop.
All in one device. That's the pitch.
It is. And what's really interesting, I think, is how they're framing it. It's less about the tech specs, more about companionship.
Companionship. How so?
Like a device that anticipates what you need, almost understands you before you even ask. That's the vision.
That's a compelling vision, definitely. But the big question really is, will people buy it? I mean, is this headset the thing that finally makes spatial computing mainstream, especially at that $7,799 price?
Well, that price, $7,799.99 to be exact, that's their weapon. It's a deliberate shot across the bow at the main competitor, which is sitting way up at $3,500.
So almost half the price.
Pretty much. It screams platform growth over immediate hardware profit. They want Android XR, the operating system, everywhere.
But isn't that risky? I mean, pricing it there, doesn't it risk eating into Samsung's own high-end tablet or even laptop sales?
It could, yeah. They must be incredibly confident in that core idea, the infinite workspace thing.
Right, the idea that you ditch physical monitors.
Exactly. You navigate this 3D space, pin apps wherever you want, create these huge virtual displays. That's the hoped-for payoff, the reason you'd invest.
Okay, so if the platform is the main goal, this isn't just Samsung and Google working in isolation, is it?
No, not at all. It's really a three-way alliance. You've got Samsung with their display and manufacturing power.
Google with Android XR and that Gemini AI.
And Qualcomm providing the horsepower. The Snapdragon XR2 plus Gen 2 chip. It's built as an open framework, aiming to scale fast, kind of like Android did for phones.
Makes sense. But for that infinite workspace, that productivity dream, the display has to be incredibly sharp, right? Like, can you actually read text comfortably for hours?
That's critical.
Yeah.
And they seem to have pushed hard there. Dual 4K micro OLED displays. If you do the math, it's around 29 million pixels total.
Which is more than the competition's roughly 23 million.
Measurably more. Yeah. That difference should really help with text clarity, spreadsheets, all that detail work stuff.
Okay, hardware sounds strong. But you mentioned the software, the brain, Android XR and Gemini. What's the standout feature there? What makes it feel different?
I'd say it's Gemini's awareness of your environment. The headset uses video pass-through, so the AI sees what you see, both the virtual stuff and your actual room.
Ah, okay. So it has context.
Precisely,
Right.
which enables what they call ambient control. So you might have, I don't know, Chrome windows, docks, a video playing.
Cluttering up your virtual space.
Right. And you could just say something like, organize these for my presentation. And Gemini understands the context and just, tidies it all up intelligently.
Wow, okay. That moves it from just being a display to being more like an
An
assistant.
active digital butler. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the leap they're aiming for.
So, if this headset is step one for Android XR, what's the long game? Where does it go from here?
Well, the headset anchors the ecosystem, gets developers on board. But the long-term vision, it seems to be about shrinking it down, moving towards lighter, more normal-looking AI glasses you could wear all day.
Ah, the glasses dream. Still alive.
Very much so. They know that for this stuff to be truly ubiquitous, it can't look like, well, a head fit. It needs style.
And on that note, I saw they're actually working with fashion brands. That seems smart, tackling that social awkwardness factor directly.
Yeah, partnerships with Gentle Monster, Warby Parker, they're trying to bake design thinking in early, blend the tech with actual style people might want to wear in public.
Interesting. So, tying this all together for you listening, this big bet on AI and spatial computing comes as Samsung just posted, what, a 32.5% jump in operating profit?
Yeah, suggests they have a lot of confidence and maybe the resources for this kind of long-term play.
Right. So the final thought we want to leave you mulling over is this: are we seeing the tech giants really stake their financial futures on these AI-powered spatial platforms finally replacing the smartphone era for good? Is this the beginning of the end for the phone as we know it?